We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavim Manachmish and Ham Yaakov B'Pinchas Elio. We are Menachos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Misna Dev Adam Mincha Shel Shishim Isaron Umevi B'Kli Echad. Person wants to donate a mincha. He wants to give a lot of flour. So here's the Mishnah says, a person can donate up to 60 Isaron of Soles within one kli, and put that 60 isaron in one kli. Im amar hare alai shishim ve'echad, but if he takes upon himself 61 isaron, once it's over 60, maybe shishim b'kli echad ve'echad b'kli echad, then you have to put them in two separate kelim. You put 60 in one, and then one isaron in the other one. Shekein, why is this so? Shekein sibur mevi biyom tov rishon shel chag shechol yos b'shabes shishim ve'echad. Because we see that the tzibur, the community, Am Yisrael, brings on the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, we end up bringing 61 isaron of flour. How does that work? Let's do the math. So on the first day of Sukkot, there were 13 bowls. We know they went down in descending order. First day of Sukkot was 13, then 12, all the way down to Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day, there were 7 parim. Altogether, 70 parim. So on the first day, there were 13 parim, and umin chasam shlosha esronim la par. So just think about the mincha. Since there was a par, a par is 3 isaron of soles. Now when there were 13 parim on that first day, that's 39 esronim of soles just that first day for the 13 parim. There were also 2 elim. Elim, rams, their mincha is 2 esronim soles. So, 2 esronim soles, 2 rams, that's 4 esronim. So now we have 39 plus 4. Then we have arba asar kevasim. There were 14 sheep on the first day. Every day of Sukkot has 14 sheep and 2 elim as well. So, and how much? So arba kevasim, there was umin chasam isaron la keves. Every keves had an isaron of soles. So now, Ed and I have 39 isaron plus 4 isaron, now plus 14 isaron, 4 isaron was of the elim, and now 14 isaron for the 14 kevasim. So now, if you put that all together, so now we have 57 esronim just for the musfei chag ha-sukkos on the first day of Sukkot. But we also mentioned that it falls out on Shabbos. So if it falls out on Shabbos, we would end up, if it falls out on Shabbos, so then you would have 2 kvasim of the Musaf of Shabbos. And they also have esronim that we have to add on, in esron for each of the kvasim. So that ends up, that's going to be 59. And you can't forget the 2 tamidim. Every day you have a korban tamid shel shachar, tamid shkav shel ben arbayim, that's a keves, that needs an esron. So you add on more, 2 more, we end up with 61. So since 61 is the maximum amount of esronim we can have, so that's why the Mishnah says what? Well, hold on, you just said that I could donate a mincha of 60 isaron. If once in one cleave, I end up with 61, so that has to be in 2 separate kelim. So the Mishnah here seems to be saying the reason why you can't donate 61 is, says the Mishnah, Dayol yachid sheyehe pachos minat zibur echa. It's sufficient that the individual wants to donate a mincha should be one less than that which the community could do. The community should be better, so the community should be able to give, since the community can bring 61 potentially, the individual who wants to donate a mincha cannot donate more than 60. Now, it doesn't mean he can't donate more than 60. The point is that if he's donating more than 60, he can't have more than 60 in one kli. 60 in one kli and begin beyond the 60 in another kli. Amar Rabbi Shimon, v'halo eilu l'parim ve'eilu l'kvasim ve'enam nivlalim ze'em ze. He says on Sukkot, what happens? You bring menachos with parim and menachos with kvasim. They don't end up getting mixed together in one kli. How are you trying to derive what the halacha should be, the maximum amount you would put in one kli for a mincha of an adava, of an individual, or a person who wants to donate? You're learning this from where? From the menachos. You don't mix them all in one kli. You want to learn that you can't put more than 60 isaron in one kli from where? From the fact that there's 61 for the community. The 61 of the community is not mixed only one kli with oil together. Ella, I'll tell you, Rabbi Shimon, why it is that you when you're donating more than 60, you have to now have 61 kli and more than 60 in another kli. I'll tell you why. Ad shishim yicholim lehi valel. Up until 60 Isaron Soles, that can mix properly, mix readily with shemen, with oil. More than 60 does not mix well with oil in that kli, and therefore you have to put the extra, once you hit 61, the extra one has to be in another kli. And even though we learned in Perigimel Mishnah Beis, lo balal ha-mincha kshira, if you ended up not mixing with oil, the mincha is kosher anyway. That's all if the mincha is what we call ru'uya labila, if it's fit for mixing. If you have 60 or less, so then it's fit to be mixed with the oil that you put in. So, and this is the famous principle, which has many applications, broad applications. Kol haroi labila, something that's fit to be mixed, ein bila ma'akevispo. So then the mixing's not going to be ma'akev. It will not prevent you being yotze. But kol she'ein haroi labila, but if it's not fit for mixing, it's 61 in one kli, then bila ma'akevispo. Then the bila mixing is going to be ma'akev. So that's the Mishnah. So that says Rabbi Shimon, that's the reason why you can't donate more than 60 in one kli. Donate 61, 61 kli, one in the other kli, because there has to be ro'oi labila. It has to be fit to be able to be mixed. Amulo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Shimon, Shishim nivlolim, v'shishim v'echad, enim lolim. You're telling me what? 60 mixes properly, but 61 doesn't. Just one more isaron. You tell me that makes the difference? Amalehe, Rabbi Shimon responds to the Chachamim, Kol midos Chachamim kein. Isn't it true that all the midos of the Chachamim work that way? We have a fixed amount, not more, not less. How about the following examples? Barbaim chsahu tovel. Varbaim sa chaser kartov. Eino yachol litzvol lehem. A mikvah. How much does a mikvah need? It needs 40 sa. That's the amount of water you need. That's kosher. And if it's a little bit less than that, missing a kartov is 1/64 of a lug. A sa is 24 lug, and a kartov is 1/64 of a lug. So here I have a mikvah. It's missing a kartov, just a little bit. Mashu of 40 saw. What's halacha? You can't be tovel. Why? Because that's the way it works. The chacham have a fixed amount. Ain misnadivim. And we have other examples of that as well. Throughout Shah. So that's Rabbi Shimon's argument to the Chachamim in response. That's the same thing here. Yes, 60 mixes and 61 doesn't. Don't ask me, it's just a little bit more. Does that really make a difference? He says that's the way the Chachamim's Shiurim, their measures work all the time. Hadassim and Aravos have to be 3 tefachim, a little bit less than 3 tefachim, they're not kosher. Sukkah has to be minimum 7x7 tefachim wide. If it's a little bit less than that, it's not going to be kosher. Something for a piece of cloth to be mekabel tumah, it has to be 3x3 etzbos, 3x3 handrests, a little bit less. It's not mekabel tumah. So shurim the chachamim work that way all the time, says Rabbi Shimon. Then the Mishnah says, Ein misnadvim log shnayim v'chamisha. I bought a person wants to donate wine to the Beis HaMikdash. For Nesach, has the right to donate, but he cannot donate one log or two log or five log. Because these logan, that amount does not exist anywhere when it comes to minchas nesachim. When a person brings, along with his olah or his shlamim, he brings the wine that's poured down the mizbeach, it's never that amount. So you can only donate something that would typically come along, an amount, a measure that would come along with the korban. So the Mishnah says, aval misnadim shlosha, varba, vishisha, umishisha ulamala. You can donate three log, because all nesachim of a keves are three lug of yayin, as we know. Revius ahin, a quarter of a hin is three lug. Or vabah, you can donate four lug, because the amount that is, or the nesachim wine that's poured along with an ayil carbon is four lug, a third of a hin. Or vishisha, six lug, that's the amount that's poured along with a par, which is a half a hin. And uishisha lamala, and you can bring more than six. Why? Because we have for nesachim of several carbonos. So for example, let's say you have I have a keves and an ayol, so that would be 3 and 7. Let's say I have two Eilim, so that would be eight log. Let's say I have a par and a keves, so that's six log and three log, so that's nine. Let's say 10, I have a par and an aisle, that would be 10. 11 would be Eilim and a keves, and we can keep going on, and therefore you can donate more than six. We just said, and of course we said three, four, and six, but not one, two, and five. Perek Yudbeis Mishnah Hey continues this idea of being no Dave Yain. Misnadvim Yain. They misnadvim Shemen. The Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you can donate wine as a nedava without oil, without solus Shemen, even though there's no mincha along with it, and you just pour it on the Mizbeach. Not a problem. But you can't be no Dave Shemen without solus. Why? Because we don't have such a thing. Be tarfon omer, misnadin shemen. You can be no Dave, you can bring a donated offering of oil by itself without solus at all. What do you do with it? So there's no kmitza there. So the answer is yes. What you do is yemafresh a kometz. How do you get a kometz? A kometz is two zesim. Two olive sizes that oil, and you burn that on the Mizbeach, and then you can the Kohanim can have the rest of the oil. And Rabbi Tafron comes to defend his position that you could be donate plain oil to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Tafron, Ma Matzinu B'Yayin Shebachova Ubanadava. When it comes to wine, as we know, it comes as a chovan obligation along with the Minichas Nesachim, along with the flour offering, and it can be brought as an adava as well. So Af Hashem B'Chova Ubanadava. So oil should be no different. I should be able to donate oil by itself. So I'm Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says Rabbi Tarfon. Lo, you can't learn this b'memotzinus binyanav, this link between oil and wine. That oil should follow wine. Im amrit b'yayin shekenu karv chavoso b'fnei atzmo. Wine, I understand you can be bringing as an adava, because when you bring it as an obligation, when it's brought along with the karbon, you pour the wine alone. It's not mixed with anything. Toma b'shemen she'eno karev chavaso b'fnei atzma. You're going to say the same thing when it comes to oil. When you bring oil and it's part of an obligatory carbon, it's not brought by itself. It's mixed with solas. It's mixed with flour. So how could you possibly donate, says Rabbi Akiva to Rabbi Tarfon, how can you donate oil alone? And therefore, oil alone, says Rabbi Akiva, cannot be done, only wine alone. What's Rabbi Tafron's response? Rabbi Tafron found an extra word mincha in the Torah. That extra word mincha comes to include that you can donate oil. Now, why? If that's true, then some of the farshim wonder why Rabbi Tafron then gives this bama matzinu. He says, well, it's true when it comes to wine. It must be true when it comes to oil. If he has a proof text for this, why would he have to give a svara? That's an interesting question. Then the Mishnah says, ein nishnayim misnadvim isaron echad. You cannot have two people bring an adava of one isaron as a mincha b'shutfus, as partners. Because the Torah says, the nefesh ki sakriv mit karban mincha. Nefesh means it has to be brought alone, it cannot be brought together as partners. But people can bring mishutfas as partners of karbonola or karbon shlomim. Uva'ofa filip preda achas. And when it comes to a bird, you can bring even one bird, one tor, one benyona, one turtle dove, one pigeon would be acceptable. And that could be done even by two people. Two people, mishutfas, can bring one bird. That would be fine. The only exception is the mincha, because there it says, v'nefesh ki sakriv. You cannot have two people be no Dave, one Isaron together as partners.